Welcome back for another episode of the Leader of Learning podcast, the show where educators can come find inspiration to transform education through effective leadership. I'm your host, Dan Krynas. Let's get started. Welcome back, Leaders of Learning, to episode 19. And I know I'm a little bit off the schedule here. We usually release episodes every 2 weeks, and it's only been 1 week since our last amazing episode came out with Rochelle Poth. But I have a really great episode in store and a really great guest. And so I was so excited to be able to get this episode out because my guest on this episode, Dean Ganey, has his own book that's coming out next week, next Monday, April 2nd, called The Why in You, that'll be published by the EduMatch Publishing Company. I'm excited for him. I bet he's excited. And so I couldn't wait to talk to him and share his thoughts and ideas about education and about his book with you. And that's why I was excited to put out this episode a little bit early so that hopefully you'd love what you hear and go ahead and pre-order or purchase the book when it comes out. It's called The Why in You. And without further ado, here is my interview with Dean. It's my pleasure to be speaking with Dean Ganey. Buddy, how you doing today?
I am doing excellent, Dan. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm really excited for you and to have you on this episode here and to talk about your project that you're working on, your upcoming book. Before we get into it, though, if you could just introduce yourself for the listeners. Who are you? Where are you? What do you do?
Hello, everybody. My name is Dean Ganey. I am a 12-year veteran of the classroom. I teach grades 4 and 5, English language arts. I also have a technology and gifted rotation as well.
Cool. And so, like I said, you got a project that you were, you always have projects that you're working on, but this one in particular, I think is very exciting. I'm excited for you. I think it's just really exciting. So you have a book coming out, a solo book. If I'm not mistaken, it's the first one that's going to be put out by the EduMatch Publishing Company. They've put out other books before that you and I have both contributed to, but this is, I believe, the first one that's solo. Could you talk about it a little bit? So the journey to the why in you, what's that about? How's that process been, writing the book, and what can readers expect?
Okay, so it started in May of 2015, unbeknownst to me, as I began to blog, being connected to a PLN and learning more about Twitter and getting involved in that way. I started to blog on a monthly basis, sometimes twice a month, maybe even 3 times a month. And at that point, I had no idea, no thought that was going to be eventually writing a book on the basis of some of the items I included in my blog. But as I continued to write, I realized that what I was writing was an expression of who I am as a person and the philosophies and the thoughts that I have come to embody and know and use in my classroom on a daily basis. And it was probably 2016, where the thought hit me in the conversation with educators. The thought just kind of hit me, what could I write that might be beneficial or helpful to somebody else? And I said, I wonder if I can build upon some of the information that I've put in my blog. And so I took that thought and I started with the first chapter, and I pulled one of my blog posts. I can't remember exactly which one it was at this point, but I pulled one of my blog posts and I began to expand upon it. I began to add in anecdotal stories from even back when I was in school and learning to be a teacher and my experiences starting out as a teacher and just in and out of the classroom. And that transcended to the second chapter, the third chapter. And a lot of the inspiration, I think, got started early in the blog. But then there were certain things that were added as I continued to write, I believe 3 or 4 additional chapters as well. But I learned in my experience in the classroom and dealing with kids, I didn't become a teacher when I was given my diploma and my teaching certificate. I was a teacher long before then. And I knew that I was a teacher when I was in first grade, that I was going to be a teacher. And so that journey to being that teacher started way back then when my first grade teacher inspired me to do what I'm doing right now. And she was so strict, but so impactful. I would go back and help her every year until I graduated high school. And it really became, I felt like it was my obligation to go back and help, to give back, because she gave so much to me. And so it's about that journey. It's about the why in you. And the journey is not always positive. Journey is not always it's not always the bed of roses that it might look like to most people. There are obstacles. There are things that you have to go through, good, bad, and ugly sometimes, that are a part of who you are. Who I am goes in that classroom with me every day. And there are times where I've had to ask myself why. And so the why you, the title even, it's the letter Y in Y-O-U. But at the same time, it begs the question, W-H-Y, why do you do what you do? And so I realized that there's a bigger impact. There's a purpose behind what I'm doing. And I know that every educator has purpose in what they're doing. And sometimes it's not easy to see. Sometimes obstacles get in the way of our ability to see why we do what we do. But it's important to understand and embrace that journey, because there's so much connected to, there's so much on the other side of you making it through, you continuing on the journey, your educational journey or your educator journey. And I'm definitely seeing those benefits, and I'm still on it. My journey hasn't ended, but the book itself includes some of my philosophical approaches. It also talks about, anecdotal stories that I will share that was a call to reflection, because reflection, thinking back, and using that as an opportunity to move forward.
That is awesome. And that's a lot of stuff to digest right there. But that idea of the why, right? Those questions that you ask yourself and that kind of put you on your own unique path and unique journey. And that could probably go for educators or not, right? Anybody. It reminds me of Simon Sinek's TED Talk and all the success he's had with Start With Why, right? Is that like where you're coming from? Is that how you got your inspiration? You know, is there a connection there?
Well, I will tell you that it didn't start out with that. But as I began to write and as I began to understand that not everything was positive, but there was something positive in it, thereby came the title, The Why in You. I realized that there was purpose in the obstacle. And so I like to say there's good in every bad if you can see it. There's positive in every negative if you could just see it.
That's a great point. You know, I think, regardless of the end result, you know, what path you took to get there, it could take so many twists and turns. As a matter of fact, just to let you know, and for anyone listening, I know this already because the interviews are done. I have a couple of episodes coming up where we dive into some of these things as well. So that's really cool that we're putting this episode out now to kind of be a preview. I'll be speaking soon with John Harper, who runs the My Bad podcast. And we talk about being vulnerable and learning from your mistakes. I'll be speaking soon with Brian Costello, who has the Teacher's Journey podcast. And he talks about literally the journey that teachers have taken into the profession. So, some of this stuff will come full circle, I think, when I talk to them. But I'm talking to you now. And so let me get back to it. I mentioned before, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first solo book that'll be released by EduMatch Publishing. If that's the case, what does that mean to you?
I think it's exciting. At the onset, I was not aware that I would be the first solo author, but I think it's monumental to say that this particular book, even the title of this particular book, is what's going to be book number one for EduMatch Publishing, embracing that why and the teacher's journey and how much that journey means in order for us to realize who we really are. And so it's all about the you, and where will we be without our stories? Where would we be without our diversity? Where would we be without the you? I mean, you are the only you that will ever be. So I think that's powerful as a realization. And so as a first book for EduMatch Publishing, I think that's incredible to say that you matter. You are the only you that will ever be. So based on that, now let's go forward and do great things.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to answer for you, but of course, we've both been a member of and a part of EduMatch for a while now. And what I think is really cool about it too is this book in particular, the Why in You. I feel like for so many of us that are a part of EduMatch, we are who we are as educators, as leaders, as people, like because of our involvement in EduMatch. And I know I feel that way. I've had literally the first episode of this podcast, I had Sarah Thomas, who you know, kind of is the mother hen of all things EduMatch. I had her on the show and we talked about EduMatch. And it's just really cool to see how far that group has come and how many things have branched off from it and just how much it's done for people. So I think that this book being the first one to come out by EduMatch is perfect. And I think it not only means a lot for them, the group, that network, but of course for you as well. The Leader of Learning podcast is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more great podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com. The Leader of Learning podcast is also a proud member of Voice Ed Radio, changing the way you talk about education. To listen to more great education content, please visit voiceed.ca. Let's get back to the book for a second, because I know that in the book, well, I don't know, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to assume that you talk about this in the book. I know it's on your website. It's a big part of what you do. Can you explain the acronym CLIMBE or C-L-I-M-B-E? What's that all about?
So CLIMBE, C-L-I-M-B-E, C, cultivate, L, lead, I, inspire, M, motivate, B, build, E, enrich and empower. And so that is a philosophy that I have adopted in my 12 years of teaching and just who I am as a person, a learner that loves to empower other people. And so it has invaded my classroom as a philosophy. And so that's how I approach teaching and learning on a daily basis. My goal every day when I walk into that classroom is to think about those six letters in that acronym. And so when you put them all together, you get the word CLIMBE, of course, with the E at the end, because, you know, I had to be unique. You get the word CLIMBE with the E at the end. And that's really, if I had to say what my purpose is as an educator, just in one word, it would be CLIMBE.
I love that because you know, it's like we talked before about the why and you and starting with why, like that's your why, right? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Absolutely. And so I want my students to be able to do that. And so there are definitely those things that they need to attain along the way that will enable them to CLIMBE. And when we think about those six letters, you know, on a daily basis, they're being encouraged through cultivation and building them up and allowing them opportunities to lead, motivating them and allowing them to be empowered and to really own their own learning.
That's so cool. I really love that philosophy, and I love that you have the acronym there, and that not only is it something that you believe in, but that it's kind of being exuded even into the classroom and with your students. Let me switch gears a little bit. Now, you mentioned something when we connected to do this episode and this interview that I hadn't heard of before, and I'm hoping you could enlighten me and tell the listeners, what is the Tanzania Teaching Fellowship?
Well, it is something I am extremely excited about. It is, I would say it kind of fell in my lap a little bit because I didn't know anything about it. I happened to see an advertisement and I said, this might be an opportunity for me because I happened to see it. So I put in an application to see if I could participate in a teaching fellowship with teachers and students through a company called LRTT. Limited resource teacher training. And once I submitted the application, I was placed in an interview with a team leader. And probably 4 or 5 days later, I found out that I was accepted to take part in this teaching fellowship. And so what it is, I will be traveling to the country of Tanzania for the entire month of July. And while I'm there, I will have the opportunity to teach teachers, help teachers, coach teachers, and help students to improve teaching and learning just all across the board for the entire month. And there is a group of teachers that are going over there, but it's an incredible opportunity to think about all of the things that I have gained along my journey teaching and learning and how it might serve to benefit those that are in the country of Tanzania. And then I'm sure that I will probably learn so much about them and just have such a cultural experience as well. And I'm so looking forward to the opportunity just to impact in global learning and all those kinds of things. And I am, I guess I'm in a little bit of disbelief that it's actually happening, but it is. And I leave on July 3rd and I'll be back.
That's incredible. That sounds like an amazing opportunity. And, you know, congratulations on that. I wish you well. And of course, success in everything that you do. And actually that kind of segues nicely into my final question. And I know we've gotten kind of off of the book for a little bit, but you're doing so much. You have all these projects that you're juggling. You're going to Tanzania. You wrote this book. I know about you that you're a doctoral student. I just have to ask you, how do you do it all?
that's the question that I tend to wonder about myself. But then I think back, honestly, and this is going to sound like I planned it, but honestly, I think back to the why. Like I ask how a lot in my head, but then I think about why. And so it's as if the why trumps the how. If that makes any sense, it's like the why trumps the how. So I think about the why, and the why is what causes me to move forward, because I realize that on the other side of my why, somebody's waiting on it. There's impact on the other side of my why. And so if I understand my why, if I truly understand the why, then the how almost falls into place because I'm so concerned about the why.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. And I say that because I'm in, you know, a similar position with juggling lots of things. I'm also a doctoral student. I have my job. I think sometimes just being a well-connected educator is like a part-time job in and of itself that goes a little bit unnoticed. But yeah, I mean, just so much going on. And I have people that ask me the same question, which is really why I wanted to ask you, just how do you do it all? And it's hard to put into words, but I think the way you expressed it is great. Like this year, you know, you said basically just go back to your why. And I know for me this year, 2018, when I came up with my one word for the year, it actually was two words, all in, which is kind of my way of saying the same thing, that whatever it is that I'm doing, I want to go all in and just be in the moment and be present and just, you know, not kind of isolate any one area or give more or less attention to any one area. Just be really all in with everything that I do.
Definitely. I'm definitely under that belief system as well. It's important for me to give my all because I just somehow, some way, I know that I wouldn't be who I am today if I was not impacted in ways by different people. And I don't believe that they gave half, you know. And so I know that in order to really impact, in order to see impact, and that's my word of the day right there. I know that it's going to take 100% of me.
That's awesome. Listen, thank you so much. This is great. I'm so excited for you for this project and your trip to Tanzania and all the great stuff that you'll be able to get to do there. I know we'll speak and maybe get to see each other between now and then, but congratulations. Good luck with all the stuff that you're doing. Please, before we go, let everybody know how they can connect with you. Of course, how they could find the book when it comes out next week and all that.
Well, I do have my website available at deengainey.com. That's deengainey.com. And on that site, you can find a link that will take you directly to Amazon as well, where you can pre-order the book currently on Kindle. It will hit your account or be sent to you on April 2nd. That's also the date that the paperback version will be available as well. And also on Amazon. So check out the website, deengainey.com, several different kinds of things that are there, and bits and pieces of me. So I look forward to that 4/2 release date. I look forward to you gaining a copy of the book. And it is my utmost hope that it calls you to reflection and to embrace that journey.
Great stuff. Listen, man, again, congratulations. Good luck with everything. And just I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks again so much to Dean for coming on, giving us some time and letting us know about all the stuff that's going on with him, especially this book that's coming out next week. Again, it's called The Journey to the Why in You. Head over to Amazon.com, pre-order it ahead of time, purchase it when it comes out. Monday, April 2nd is when it releases. EduMatch Publishing, you could head over to edumatch.org/books for more information on any and all of the EduMatch Publishing titles that they have released over the last couple of years. to connect with Dean, go ahead and look him up at Dean_Gainey on Twitter and various social media. To connect with EduMatch, of course, it's at EDU_match on Twitter. You could also look up EduMatch Publishing at EduMatch Books. I'm so excited for Dean and for EduMatch Publishing and anyone who orders and reads this book. I think you're really going to love it. Well, that's a wrap on this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so yet, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite way to listen. Also, if you like what you heard, please recommend this podcast to other educators, leaders, friends, or anyone you think would love listening and learning. And don't hesitate to leave a positive review on iTunes or whatever service you use to listen. For more information, head over to leaderoflearning.com. There you can also find the Leader of Learning blog, ways to connect on social media such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Voxer, sign up for our newsletter, and even how to purchase Leader of Learning merchandise. Thanks again, and remember, no matter who you are or where you are, you too can be a leader of learning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.